One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. As a life policy, I do not use chainsaws or power tools. Hey, hey, hey. Okay, yes, indeed, it's true. I don't use chainsaws or power tools. And that is a life policy I have been following, generally for about the last 20 years, realistically. And I can remember the moment I really made that decision, what that really took. But before I get to that, I'm just sharing this with you. I don't know if people think about this for themselves or not, but I'll say it one more time. As a general policy, as a general life policy, I do not use chainsaws or power tools. Right? Maybe a powered drill, but when you start talking about large band saws and powered things that cut and chop and grind, generally, no. And that is a one-handed overtone. That is a one-handed overtone. And it was inspired, well, this podcast was inspired by a safety speech that I gave today at my job at the Bureau of Reclamation. I work as an illustrator and graphic designer. Working for the federal government, the Bureau of Reclamation, we have a lot of safety protocols, a lot of things to take care of so people don't get hurt. Safety first, level up, keep it safe, safety up, all of that. We built most of the dams out on the West Coast. We do a lot of construction work. We manage water in the West. We take care of recreation. We generate an incredible amount of power for the western half of the United States. And people have died doing their jobs. And partly, some of it's maybe a safety awareness aspect. So in the past few years, safety training has gone way, way up. We do a lot of it. We even have a safety month. We call it safety month, but it's actually 2 weeks long. All kinds of safety training you can take, and we are required to do a certain number of safety training. In my specific department, we have two staff meetings a month, and one of those staff meetings opens with some kind of safety talk. Someone in our group has to get up and do some research and share some safety topic. It's somewhat highly required, recommended, something along those lines. I chose the first one of the year, and I made that decision probably 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden it snuck up on me this week. Maybe it was even last Friday. And then I started to really think about what do I want to talk about? I don't even know what I want to talk about. And we rehash so many things over and over and over. People try to put new twists on it. People try to do funky PowerPoints. Now, I am a professional speaker. I've gotten paid a lot on the road. I've spoken in 7 different countries. As I don't use PowerPoint in these basic talks, simply on principle. So I had to come up with a good idea. I had to figure out something that we don't hear that much and then give it my own little twist. And I was really stuck for quite some time. But yesterday, it hit me because I was thinking about, this is the process I took. I need to talk about something that I like and then put a safety twist on it. And then as I was thinking about that, I was looking down at my feet and I was thinking, I really like my shoes. And then I thought, you know what? I should talk about shoes. I should talk about safety footwear. Ba-boom! There you go. Had my idea and now I am in flow. Boom diggity! Out for my friends in Indiana. Boom diggity! Indeed. What a great idea. Safety footwear. Now here I am, about ready to give my safety footwear talk. Did a bunch of research, had some great information, even had a pair of safety shoes there. Was talking about my love of shoes. I mentioned to everyone that I have a lot of funky shoes, and I have some shoes that are so funky, I don't even wear them at work. They're just so funked out. I can't wear them at work. It's just too much. I'd be blowing people up. And I also spend a lot of time in our warehouse. And there's a lot of hazards out there. One of them is just stuff falling on your feet. And you can really get hurt. There's a lot of big stuff, a lot of big equipment, a lot of heavy items could roll over and hurt your foot. And then I was talking about how we don't really think about how much our feet do for us until they're hurt, until we hurt them. And you don't think your pinky toe is a big deal until it's gone. And so I was just stressing this point. And then I was mentioning that, and I was like, and one of the reasons why I chose safety is because, well, I like shoes, A number one. It's a great topic, A number two. We all need to pay more attention. And even the people that go out into the field need shoes that are rattlesnake proof, that kind of stuff, or gaiters or spats or whatever you want to call it. But I was just talking about how I actually want to pay more attention to the safety of my feet. And that involves, of course, shoe wear and knowledge and just being more mindful, especially when I'm in the warehouse. And then I started making some jokes. I was like, well, the last thing I really need to happen is something to fall on my foot and break my foot, or worse, you know, maybe have my foot get amputated or severed or something like that. And then I said, well, hopefully, you know, it's on the opposite side of the hand I don't have. So maybe, you know, what would be great is if I did lose a foot, it would be my left foot. I'd have my right foot. Oh, no, it'd be my right foot. I'd have my left foot. And then it would even me out a little bit because I got my right hand. And people laughed. It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. But then I said this statement. And I said, you know, and I think about this. All jokes aside, I think about this because I don't have two hands. And as a personal general safety policy for my life, I do not use chainsaws and power tools. And you know what? I don't. I stay away from heavy equipment. When I was in college, I was a bowling machine. Well, I was a pin setter. Sometimes I like to say I was a bowling machine mechanic, but I just worked with the mechanic. I mostly set pins and did basic stuff. But I don't know if you have ever seen a bowling machine, return machine, a pin setting machine. It is like a giant mousetrap. It is so unbelievably amazing. Hard to believe someone could even come up with something like that. But if you got your arm caught in the wrong place, the person up at the lane wouldn't be getting a ball. They'd be getting a severed arm. Now, those machines are vicious. And I even remember thinking that way back then. I was like, oh, this thing could take my hand off. Or get my hand smashed between two bowling balls. That's happened to people. I don't want that to happen. But it wasn't until I moved to Boise, Idaho back in maybe 1997. And my first job in Boise, Idaho was at this place called Walk King. I worked at a Chinese restaurant. I was a dishwasher. I was just trying to get my feet wet, just trying to get stable. And then I also worked at Milford's Fish House. That was maybe my second job. And then I can't remember. My third job was at this wood shop. All right, it was a wood shop. I was just sanding chairs. And I was just using the job as a holding space until I could find another job. And this was kind of a high-end wood shop, and they had a lot of power tools. They had giant planing machines and grinding machines to even out all this wood, and they did a lot with veneer. And they used to build high-end makeup cabinets for Aveda, and put them in, install them into their shops. I mean, they made some high-end stuff. And they had, let me say it one more time, a lot of power tools. And I remember I was doing some work and I finished work and my boss asked me if I had anything to do. And I said, no. And he's like, well, okay, good. I have a job for you. come on over here. And he said, I want you to clean out this giant, like, band saw, this giant planing machine. It had all these saw blades in there, you know. He's like, I want you to get in there and clean this thing out. And I just looked at him like he was nuts, right? Absolutely nuts. I was like, you want me to stick my hand in there? And I said, no, you need to unplug that machine and you need to shut the fuse off to that thing. I was like, no, I am not sticking my hand in there. He's like, look, just get in there and clean it. Guy had a little bit of toed, and I wasn't that appreciative of it. And I actually stood my ground and I said, no, I'm not cleaning that machine unless you unplug it and close the fuse off to that. I don't want someone to plug that in by accident. And that thing come on. I was like, I only have one hand. And in the end, I only have one hand and I don't need to lose it cleaning that machine. And in the end, I think I didn't clean it. Basically, I'm, you know what? I know I didn't clean it. And I made a stand on that. And as I was riding my bicycle home from work, I was thinking about that. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to deal with power tools. I don't want to touch power tools. I don't want anything to do with them. I don't even want to clean them. And I spent a lot of time thinking about that. And basically, yeah, I don't use power tools. And I live in an apartment right now. So I don't need a power tool. And even a lawnmower, you know, people have lost body parts dealing with a lawnmower, getting their foot cut over, sticking their hand in there, thinking the clutch was activated. I don't even want to talk about it. Horror stories. And it's not like I'm going to try to do something with my short side because there's no hand in there. If I'm going to articulate, grab, hold, push, pull, twist, it's typically done with my one hand. And I don't want it to come. I don't want to come close to anything spinning at a high rate of speed with a blade, or grinding, or chopping, or anything. Just, you know, basically, I don't use power tools. I have to use a chopper at work. I mean, it's not that I don't, but you know, you have to use both hands to activate it. So both hands have to be pulled away because back in the day, people got their stuff cut off in giant paper chopping tools. It's amazing. And I've spent a number of summers at the Dzogchen Retreat Center on 5.5-week, 2-month internships. The Dzogchen Retreat Center, I lovingly refer to as the monastery, but I'm Buddhist. I spend a lot of time training as a Buddhist. I run the Boise Dharma Center. I'm the head instructor. I'm basically the caretaker. I just take care of the place. I teach Buddhism. And on these internships, we actually do a lot of work. A lot of work. And there's a lot of power tools around there. They have band saws and drills and chainsaws. Oh my word, chainsaws. One year a horse died and we had to have a horse funeral. We stayed up all night prepping. And man, the forklift came out, the giant tractor came out. People were firing up chainsaws, cutting wood for, we're doing this giant horse funeral pyre. Chainsaws came on. I left the scene. The last thing I want is someone to turn around with a chainsaw or smash my hand with a sledgehammer or an axe. You know, axes are coming around. I thought, you know what? I don't really need to be here. I don't really need... And I'm a pretty strong, adroit, agile person. But I don't need to be hanging out with that kind of stuff. I don't need to be hanging out with that kind of stuff. And then I was working with a friend at the Dzogchen Retreat Center. What were we building? Maybe a shoe rack for the temple. Take your shoes off, put them in the shoe rack. Can't remember what we were building, but he was all excited to have me on this bandsaw. He said, come on, I want you to work on this bandsaw. I need you to cut these pieces down. And I was like, no. And he said, what? And I said, no. And he's like, what do you mean? No, I'll show you how to use it. I said, no, I don't use power tools. I'm not using something that cuts things in half. Right? It's not going to happen. And especially not something that big. Maybe I'll use a power toothbrush, but not a bandsaw. No. He was a little stunned. And I said, you can ask me as much as you want, but the answer is no. And if you want to get someone else to work on it with you, you can. But I'll go do something else. I'll go clean. I'll wash dishes. I'll clean the bathroom. But I am not using that tool. And I don't really care what you think. And it's, you know, this is a general policy in my life. I don't use chainsaws and power tools. I did a podcast a little bit back about my good friend Raj, and it's a great podcast. It's about this one-handed guy who reached out to me with this question: how do you cut your bread? And that is a real one-handed question there. And this guy and I have acquired such a great friendship. And I've met his family. I've been to Malaysia. I've never met the guy live, but we've communicated. And I consider him a very dear, dear friend on the one-handed tip, right? And he's got some great shirts. There's pictures of him on his Facebook page where he's like, yeah, I was attacked by a shark, you know, and he dresses up like Halloween as a zombie. And I think he even had a chainsaw in one image. I don't quite remember. He takes that route. I go the other way. You know, I'm doing like Jedi Knights and Captain Hook and all that kind of crazy stuff. But my point is that... Well, Raj is a great guy, so I'm going to put a link down to that podcast, and you should listen to it because it's just slamming good. It shares with you my appreciation of this one-handed friend and how he reached out to me. But I'm bringing that up because of the cool things that he wears and how he shows off that he has one hand and how he deals with people's questions and all of that. And, you know, but for me, I don't use chainsaws and power tools. And that's purely a self-preservation thing. Not that things couldn't happen. I could be in a car accident and I could lose an arm or a leg or my other hand or who knows what, you know. It doesn't matter. Sometimes you can do everything right. You can be the best driver in the world. You can be driving the best car. You can be driving on the best road and a meteorite could hit you. Some things are just beyond our control. But what I can control, I will. And the risk that I can minimize, I will. And if I can avoid getting my finger chopped off or my hand broken or smashed or anything along those lines, I will. And some things just don't work well for me, kind of like rock climbing and using an axe. So my goal in life is to minimize the chance of losing the parts that I have, right? I want to keep them. Basically, I want to keep them. I could let go of a pinky if I had to, because the other fingers do such a great job. But generally speaking, as a life policy, I don't use chainsaws and power tools.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.